Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
All right, you're on the 80s at 8 here on the After Hours. 97.9 The Hill, it is time. Anna Griffin, what is it time for? Metal Mondays. That's right, AJ alongside Anna Griffin. She's yawning behind a mask because it's late and it's on a Monday. Anna, how are you?
I'm tired. It's a long day.
It's a long day, but short week.
Very short week.
Christmas.
I'm very
Christmas.
Excited.
Christmas metal.
I'm very excited. Yes, it's Christmas metal.
Christmas metal. All right, so you know the deal. Here's what we're going to do. Metal Mondays, Anna and I each brought a band to the show.
We brought them. They're here.
They're right outside the door watching us as we do this. It's a little weird. But anyway, moving
on. They're so nice.
Some very nice people. We're going to play you a song from each group, and then you get to decide who wins. And then whoever wins gets another song. So, without further ado, I shall go first, since I was the person who won last week. My songs come from the group Skid Row, off their self-named and debut album from 1989, so titled late. Skid Row. Yeah, it's a little late.
So late.
You would have think Skid Row was a little bit earlier. But no,
I would have thought they started in the early 80s, like everybody else.
Formed in 86, recorded the first album in 88, released it in 89.
Fun fact.
Very fun fact. So there you go. It's Skid Row, Youth Gone Wild from 1989.
We're back.
And she got it again.
I'm very fast.
She's getting very good at this, sneaking in with the intros before I can even get to the microphone.
My intro is the same every time.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Anna Griffin, AJ on Metal Monday here on 97.9 The Hill and the 80s at 8. All right, Anna, I went first with Skid Row. Who are you bringing to the parties?
Well, bringing in none other than the most amazing rock band from the 80s. No, I'm being a little unfair. Whitesnake.
Whitesnakes.
We did not rehearse that.
We did not rehearse
really
that at all.
Which
that was
which
quite
is
good.
Really interesting. Yeah. Very melodramatic band. Very sappy, but that's okay. It's a nice contrast from like the hard partiers of the 80s. So, you know, got to give them.
I would make a Greta Van Fleet joke, but you'll hit me and we're very close right now.
Okay, no one ever make fun of Greta Van Fleet. I will never, ever accept Greta Van Fleet slander, especially on my show. This is my show. Anyway, so here comes Whitesnake. Or should I do my Whitesnake fun fact
first? Do the Whitesnake fun fact.
Okay, here's my Whitesnake fun fact for you. Because you actually brought a Skid Row fun fact.
I did.
Surprisingly. But anyway, so this is a fun little tidbit. So every band has things called master tapes. So every band has their own style and own protocol for recording their music. But master tapes are your final processed, fully developed music files that are ready to be put out, remixed, whatever. Basically just your final draft. Master tapes, especially back in the 80s, were actual physical tapes. Let's just say that means they're a little bit vulnerable to the elements.
In other words, fire!
Yes. So, very unfortunately, Whitesnake's master tapes were destroyed in 2008 when a UMG, Universal Music Group, who they were signed with, studio caught fire. And the master tapes of Bryan Adams, Styx, Nirvana, a couple other really big names, were lost forever.
Goodbye.
It's very sad. So poor Whitesnake. Fortunately, nowadays I hope everything is digitized.
One
so this
hope.
Doesn't happen anymore. But
backups. Backups.
Yeah. Could you imagine how valuable those would be nowadays?
There wasn't actually a fire.
The master Someone tapes of one. Nirvana. Yeah, it was probably.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy theory podcast now.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain's actually not dead. He stole his tapes.
Yeah,
in 2008.
He ran off. Yeah. Yeah. Don't blame him. Anywho, so Whitesnake. And here is Child of Babylon from the 1981 album Come and Get It.
In the storm, my father started crying. basement. I know how it will be. I'm prepared to meet my maker with no hope for charity. I'll stand alone and pay the price for everything I've done. 'Cause there ain't a guardian angel for a job.
Anna Griffin, AJ on Metal Monday, 97.9 The Hill and the 80s at 8. Anna there, Whitesnake, Child of Babylon, 1981, off the Come and Get It album. And Anna, now's the time we have to decide who came to the show.
Me.
The better act.
Me.
Yeah, I'm giving
you. Yeah, it's me.
I wasn't.
I'm the winner.
Yeah, Skid Row just wasn't. Didn't tickle my feels.
We love Skid Row.
Didn't tickle my feels.
No, yeah, we're in our feelings because it's the holidays.
Yeah,
and you know Whitesnake's always going to do that to you. So,
and that means since Anna won with her song "Child of Babylon," she gets a second song.
And
from
my
White
more
Snake.
Interesting fun fact. Let's give some love to the fun facts. This is a teaching show.
We're it's educational.
Rockucation. Pin that. TM.
What's the
fun? Someone call my lawyer. That's copyrighted. No one can have it.
What's the fun fact?
Rockucation TM. Patent pending. Anyway. No, I already did
LTD.
It. It was great. LTD. Exactly. Inc. Rocky. That's sick. Rockucation Inc. No one steal that. Scratch that from the record. So, okay. So I win. So I get another song.
You get another song.
So more white. This is a snake.
Yes.
For everyone's holiday enjoyment, I guess. So we need some sappy rock around the holidays, you know. So we're gonna go with a little bit older, jumping back a year, 1980, from Ready and Willing. None of their albums that have the word "and" use the D. It's an apostrophe.
It's metal,
by the way, which is yeah,
very
super
metal,
right?
Very metal, yeah.
Ready and Willing.
Metal alphabets only have 25 letters,
basically.
Yeah,
and they're all. I mean, look at Motley Crue's name, Jesus. Mm-hmm, but anyway,
mm-hmm. No W's for them.
No. Mm-mm. Use. All right, "Fool for Your Loving," 1980, from Whitesnake.
Out in the cold.
Whitesnake wrapping up Metal Monday here on the 80s at 8, 97.9 The Hill. AJ alongside Anna Griffin.
The
for
champion.
This week's episode, Anna did win this week. Tying us up at 1-1, and that means next Monday. So the Monday between Christmas and New Year's is going to be for all the marbles, because it's probably the final Monday of the month. Whoever wins next Monday will pick up December. Anna already a month up on me, so I need to pick up a victory.
I can't wait to be 2-for-2. It's going to be awesome. It's my Christmas present.
To yourself?
To myself.
And now you know what I have to work with on this show.
This is my show.
Sorry, on Anna's show. I'm AJ.
I'm running this show.
I'm AJ. She's Anna, wrapping up the A's at 8 with one final song. Here comes Don Johnson. Yes, Miami Vice, Don Johnson with Heartbeat.